This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, stories of Olympic races that didn't quite end up as the athletes had hoped.
First, in Southern California, there's a trial underway for a former Marine sergeant charged in the deaths of four Iraqi detainees. The killings took place 4 years ago during the Battle of Fallujah. The sergeant is the first former serviceman to be tried in civilian courts for crimes he allegedly committed while in uniform. From member station KPCC, Stephen Cuevas reports.
Are they dead yet? It's the question that's said to have crackled over the radio from a field commander to Sergeant Jose Nazario while his squad held four Iraqi men at gunpoint. The detainees were caught with a stockpile of weapons at a house in Fallujah. Federal prosecutors argue that Nazario interpreted the radio transmission as an order to execute the prisoners. In a recorded interview with the Associated Press, Nazario defended his squad while carefully avoiding details of what happened in Fallujah.
We gave our best out there for our country, and I think we deserve to come home and continue on with our lives. I fought honorably for this country, fought real hard as well as everybody else, and I'm innocent, and I want the world to know that.
Federal prosecutors charged Nazario with one count of voluntary manslaughter and other lesser charges. They say he shot and killed two of the unarmed Iraqis, then told Sergeants Jermaine Nelson and Ryan Weimer to execute the two others. The incident came to light during a job interview Weimer had with the Secret Service. In opening arguments yesterday, prosecutors cited numerous statements from squad members and from Nazario himself to support their case. 2 years after Fallujah, Nazario allegedly told another Marine that, quote, we did what we had to do. But defense attorney Kevin McDermott says the government has no physical evidence that the killings actually occurred.
If you're going to convict somebody of murder, let's hope you can produce a body and some evidence that a death actually occurred. And in this particular situation, we don't believe that to be able to do that.
But McDermott does acknowledge that some Iraqi detainees may have been killed.
This really boils down to young men in the trenches having to decide whether or not to pull the trigger, whether or not they can identify if somebody is the bad guy or the good guy. And we think Fallujah was a situation where there were very few good guys.
Jose Nazario is the first person charged under a federal law that allows the prosecution of former soldiers in civilian court for alleged war crimes. The law was originally intended to prosecute civilian military contractors who commit crimes while working for the U.S. abroad. Without it, says Bruce Einhorn, prosecuting cases like Nazario's would be exceedingly difficult. Einhorn is a retired federal court judge now teaching war crime studies and human rights law at Pepperdine University.
The worst thing of all would be for him not to be held accountable or for him to be put on trial in a foreign court that isn't as developed and fair and would be subject to far more political pressure. So I think the alternative would be no alternative.
But other military law experts worry that jurors with no military experience will decide a case involving complex rules of engagement in wartime.
I don't mean to denigrate the civilian jury, but these are not issues which civilians have ever been asked to decide.
Gary Solis is a former Marine lawyer now teaching law at Georgetown University.
Combat, in my view, is unique, and a jury cannot be educated as to what goes on in a combat situation and the considerations that an individual may be facing. More than that, I question how fair it will be to an accused.
When Jose Nazario was arrested last year, he had just begun a new career in uniform as a cop with the Riverside Police Department. After his arrest, he lost that job. He's now unemployed and living with relatives in New York with his wife and son. Last weekend, Nazario told the Associated Press that it's been the longest year of his life.
Going to the pawn shop, you know, selling stuff, because we didn't know where we're going to be getting any money from. It's hard. You're not going to forget this.
If convicted of all charges, former Marine Sergeant Jose Nazario could spend more than 10 years in prison. His former squad mates, Sergeants Ryan Weimer and Jermaine Nelson, are facing murder charges in a military court. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Riverside, California.